Blog Talk Radio.
Is my light and salvation. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. I tell you, God is good, and every time I turn around, He just keeps on blessing me. I know God got a word for you. Please call your neighbors and your friend and let them know that the Apostle Lonnie Stocks is on the air, and it's the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. And you know what? God loved you so much that He died in your stead. Stay tuned. Let's go to church. We're going to have a good time. Well, praise the Lord, and God bless you. Good morning to each and every one. This is the day that the Lord's made. Let's rejoice in it and be glad therein. Call all your friends and tell them that the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. We're going to give God praise today. This is on Monday morning. Here in New York, it's 4:05 a.m. We're just giving God glory and honor. Had a very good weekend. Amen. I tell you, I thank God for the whole entire weekend. Amen. Had a great service on Saturday, my birthday appreciation. Thank God for all of you that stopped by and participated in that appreciation. Thank you for all your love and all your gifts, and we're so grateful. This still was coming in yesterday. So I'm glad, I'm grateful to God for that. Now we're back to business. This morning we want to talk about something. Don't let your appetite cause you to lose. There are many people that have legs amputated because of their appetite. There are many people obese because of their appetite. There are many people dead because they let their appetite rule them. That's a serious thing, to let your appetite rule you. Don't know how to curb it. Don't know how to let it go. Amen. People are overweight because of their appetite. Don't allow your appetite to dictate to you. In the Bible, there was one man that lost his blessings because of his appetite, because of what he wanted. His belly caused him to actually lose his blessing. We're going to talk about that this morning in the name of the Lord. But before I go any further, I want to let you know that I'm going to be in Kinston, North Carolina tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Also, I'm going to be there on Wednesday and Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm going to be in, by the grace of God, in Kinston, North Carolina. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Three nights. Tuesday evening, 7:30 nightly. I'm going to be right there at 1767 Highway 258 South in Kinston, North Carolina. The name of the church is New Life Deliverance Church. The pastor of the church is Apostle Henry Rosenberg. I'm going to be there three nights, May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. If you're in Greenville, Little Washington, New Bern, Kinston, Goldsboro, any LaGrange, anywhere in that area, stop on by. That's Tuesday, May the 21st, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Doors will be in the church. Doors are open at 7. Service starts at 7:30 p.m. And that's at New Life Deliverance Church, 1767 Highway 258 South in Kinston, North Carolina. I want to see your face in the place. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. That's May 21st, May 22nd, May 23rd. That's tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday. Three nights we'll be there. They've already booked my reservations in the room. So we'll be there by the grace of God, if God permits me. That's May 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. I'll be in Kinston, North Carolina. The name of the church is New Life Deliverance Church, 1767 Highway 258 South, Kinston, North Carolina. Pastor is Apostle Henry Rosenberg. Please meet me there. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. I'm looking for God to do who he is. Be God. That's all I want God to do, is be God. That's all I want God to do. If God be God, I don't have anything to worry about. And God will always be God. There'll never be a time that our God will not be God. I'm going to play my choir, one of the old songs they used to sing. Thank you.
every need. There's no need for you to worry. Your hungry soul he'll feed. When your way seems dark and your mountain near, just hold to God's unchanging hand and put all your trust in. My God specializes. Oh,
Yes, God specialized. Good morning. God bless you once again. It's Apostle Stocks, Lonnie Stocks. God do specialize. No matter what we need in life, God can always supply that need. And, you know, we need to get to the place that we trust that. God just doesn't say things. God can actually do it. God can bring to pass from his word what he says. His word and him is the same. I'm going to be preaching this down in North Carolina. You that's in Greenville, North Carolina, Little Washington, North Carolina, Newbern, North Carolina, Grifton, North Carolina, Aiden, North Carolina. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods. I'm going to be right there in Kinston, North Carolina. Kinston, North Carolina, 1767 Highway 258 South in Kinston, North Carolina. I'm going to be there at New Life Deliverance Church. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, three nights, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'll be preaching. God does specialize. There's nothing that you could ever need that God cannot provide. And I'm so confident in that, that here I am, I'm giving God praise for life, health, and strength, because God does specialize, and he can do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. And I'm so grateful to God to bring that report today, that I can bring a report that God does specialize. He can do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Now I'm going to be doing my broadcast from North Carolina starting on Wednesday morning. Tomorrow morning I'm planning on doing it here before I leave, but Wednesday and Thursday I'll be doing it in North Carolina, and I should be back on Friday. But I'll be doing it in North Carolina. Praise God, I believe I can do it that way. All right, so I want you to tune in. And you that's in the area of Kinston, North Carolina, come on by. Yes, the address is on the screen again. 1767 Highway 258 South. The name of the church is New Life Deliverance Church. Come on by and watch God move for you. In a big way. God is a good God, and he can do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. But remember, God does specialize in doing things that seems impossible. But remember this, God is also good, and he makes ways out of no way. God is also good, and he makes ways out of no way. Listen. You're listening to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast with your host, Apostle Lonnie Stocks. Keep it locked.
You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole.
Praise the Lord, and hello to everyone. This is your host, Apostle Lonnie Stocks. I have this great announcement coming up. LVB Music Productions and Felicia Bonner and Eric Butler presents Hilariously Funny right here at the Jesus Save Ministry. Hot new stage play, Don't Tell Grandma I Met Him Online. The inspirational stage play, Don't Tell Grandma That I Met Him Online. When is that going to be? June the 1st and June the 2nd. Saturday and Sunday. June the 1st, doors will open at 6 p.m. and the curtains will roll at 7 p.m. On Sunday, June the 2nd, doors will open at 3 p.m. Curtains will roll at 4 p.m. Where is that going to be? Right here at the Jesus Saved Ministry Church with Bishop Lonnie Starks, 509 Evergreen Avenue between Courtney Street and Putnam Avenue. Tickets are only $20. You can contact and get your tickets at 1-800-595-4TIX or Evangelist Dominique Duncan, 917-436-5300. Or myself, Apostle Lonnie Starks, 917-885-9514. Or the producer himself, Eric Butler, 301-440-1728. You can also email him at ebutler477@aol.com. We're looking forward to having a wonderful time. Again, that's June the 1st, Saturday, at 6 p.m. The doors will be open. The curtain will roll at 7 p.m. On Sunday, June the 2nd, doors will open at 3 p.m. Curtain will roll at 4 p.m. Where? Right here at the Jesus Saves Ministry Church with your host, Apostle Lonnie Starks, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. We hope to see your face in the place. God got some word that he want to give you. We'll have that great comedian there featuring Christian comedian E. Boogie. They say he's good, y'all. Come on by and enjoy yourself. Don't tell Grandma I met him online. God bless. He's King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Don't forget, God is going to be doing some good things and great things in the metropolitan area of New York. God has started yesterday. Apostle Alfonso Udell, all the way from Columbia, South Carolina, came. And he ministered here on yesterday morning. Man, I wish I had the DVD. I'd play some of it. But he did such a bang-up, great job. Amen. I suspended my evening service and let my people go with him over to Marcus. Sandra Marcus Church on yesterday evening because he did a great job. The Lord used him in a big way. And a lot of things are happening here at the Jesus Saved Ministry. On the weekend, we had a fantastic program. I'm telling you, Apostle Sheila James, she rocked the boat on Saturday, yes, the 18th. She preached so profoundly. My choir sang. I mean, it was a great service. And everybody participated. Food was good, delicious. We just had a great time on this weekend. You know what? That's just the start. Things are going to get better and better and better. Now, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be there in Kinston, North Carolina. I'm going to be right there in Kinston, North Carolina. Yes, at New Life Deliverance Church, 1767 Highway 258 South, Kinston, North Carolina. Please meet me there. We're going to have a great time in the Lord Jesus Christ. 7:30 nightly, 7:30. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Again, by the grace of God, I'll be doing a broadcast here in New York tomorrow morning. And right after the broadcast, we're going to hit the road. Amen? And we should be in that Kinston around 4:30, 5 o'clock. They have a radio station down there. They want me to be on the radio station. I plan to be there in time. But if we don't get to the station there, we will be at the church at 1767 Highway 258 South. The name of the church is New Life Deliverance Church in Kinston, North Carolina. The pastor is Apostle Henry Rosenberg. Please meet me there. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, May 21st. May 22nd and May 23rd. We got some good things God has given us to give the people in North Carolina. So come on out and let God bless you in every service. Now this morning, First, I was going to talk about, are you a Christian? But then I thought about it. I said, let me change that subject. I talked about that the other day. And I know you're a Christian. So I'm going to change that right now. And I'm going to go into something else that God gave me this morning. Not only are you a Christian, don't let your appetite destroy you. Don't let your appetite cause you to lose. The ministry that God has given me is an informative ministry. And I want to bless you. I want you to be successful. God gave me this message and said, tell the people, don't let your appetite cause you to lose. There was one such man in the Bible that his appetite caused him to lose his blessings. And I said in the beginning of the broadcast, there's so many people that have one leg, two legs gone, both legs amputated, arm out, all because they don't curb the appetite. They don't curb the appetite. Now, I'm not condemning, I'm just telling you, as a precaution, to be careful that you don't be an amputee. I don't want to be one. I'm speaking to me just as well as you. We don't want to just get so, we don't want to be obese. There was a gentleman came to my garage about 25, 30 years ago. I'll never forget. He was way obese. And the hospital, his doctor, had said that he had to have this surgery. And if he didn't have the surgery, he'd had 6 months to a year to live. But if he would have that surgery, they told him he would live another 7 to 10 years. And he came into my garage on a Saturday, very obese, but he was enthused. He was happy. What was he enthused about? The doctor told him that if you let us do this operation on you, you're going to extend your life anywhere from 7 to 10 years. But if you don't, you're going to die within another year or so. And so he was happy. God going to give his life back. But now, let's backtrack. Who was it that gave him life in the beginning? It was God, right? But he was very obese because he couldn't curb his appetite. And now that led him to a place that the doctors felt like they had to operate on him to extend his life. And there's some of you out there with sugar diabetes. Why? Because you don't curb your appetite. I read of people all the time that had sugar diabetes, and God blessed them. They lost their weight, and their body and their sugar count became back normal. High blood pressure the same way. So we got to curb our appetite. But anyway, I don't want to get too much in that. In Genesis chapter 25, verse 26, all the way through verse 34. But let's look at something. In Genesis chapter 25, dear Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for an opportunity to speak your word. Bless those that are listening to me today. Help us all come subject to your word and obey your word so we can live. In Jesus' name, amen. In Genesis 25, verse 26, King James Bible, and after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Did you hear that? When she bare them. Right? That's when his wife bare the children. Now watch this. Let's just look at something. In verse 27, it says, and the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Watch your Bible. In verse 28, Esau loved, and Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Excuse me. Verse 29. And Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. Two brothers now. Verse 30. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. Right? Edom. Verse 21. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. Watch this now. Verse 32. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? See his appetite? Watch this. Verse 33. And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Why? Because of his appetite. Why? Because of his appetite. Verse 34. Let's look at verse 34. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Because he was hungry. Because he was hungry. You know, it's amazing that you give up everything for your appetite. Isn't that amazing? You give up everything. Everything you give it up because of your appetite. I mean, I think that's kind of crazy to me. I mean, you just can't curb your appetite. Look at something. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. He was so hungry until he gave up his birthright. He gave it up. Watch this. He gave up his birthright. He gave it up. He gave up what God gave him. And God gave us all life. He gave us long life. He gave us a happy life. And we'll sit there and eat and eat and eat and eat. And wind up with, I was reading about my friend. I don't want to call his name. And they said he had sugar diabetes a long time. And his wife kept telling him, honey, curb your appetite. Do it. He's a good preacher now. I'm going to call his name. Do you know he got one leg today? Why? Because he would not curb his appetite. Listen, there was a lady in my church yesterday that she scheduled to have her leg amputated because of sugar diabetes. She scheduled. The prophet prayed for her, and he brought it out yesterday. She was a visitor. She's scheduled to have her leg amputated because of sugar diabetes. Now, if you notice, you got a right to turn down the plate. But if you don't, you can very well be one of those amputees. I could be one. We got to be careful. Don't let your appetite cause you to be obese and to ruin your health. Don't allow what our eyes see and our tastes want to cause us to have to be cut on and operated on. Look, it's easy eating. I was talking with a man Saturday. He acted as if, or Friday rather, and in his mind, well, I just eat what I want. You know, my family eats, and we're people that eat, Now, he's overweight, very much. But now, some people say over and over, you know, I'm just going to eat. I'm just going to eat. Nobody's telling you not to eat, but curb it. Curb your appetite. Don't let your appetite cause you to be an apathy. You hear me? Don't let that happen. Don't let your appetite cause you to lose everything you got. No! Don't let your appetite do that. Don't let your appetite cause you to lose your life. You have to think, my brother and my sister. I'm talking to you because I'm your friend. Look, I'm a preacher. I can preach. That's not a big deal. God called me to preach. But also, today I'm informing you. Don't allow your appetite to cause you to lose. You got to work on it. It's not easy. Let that candy alone. Let that white bread alone. Come on. Get rid of some of that starchy food. You don't want to lose your life over some foolishness. Am I right about it? You don't want to be a casualty when you don't have to be. God gave you and I a mind. And we have to use that mind. If we don't use that mind, you know what? We just lose it. Why do you want to lose the mind? Why? Why do you want to lose your mind? Why do you want to sell everything you got? Sell your life out for a pork chop sandwich. Why? Why do you want to sell your life out for a hot dog? That's your life. God gave it to you. Okay. Pastor's meddling in my business this morning. I did like it, but now he done started meddling. Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to meddle. But I want you to know, God is good. It ain't over if you hold on to God. Look, you can't keep looking back. You got to go forward. Listen to this, and let's go.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast with your host, Apostle Lonnie Starks. Keep it locked.
You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole.
Well, praise the Lord, and hello to everyone. This is your host, Apostle Lonnie Starks. I have this great announcement coming up. LVB Music Productions and Felicia Vaughn and Eric Butler presents Hilariously Funny right here at the Jesus Save Ministry. Hot new stage play, Don't Tell Grandma I Met Him Online. The inspirational stage play, Don't Tell Grandma That I Met Him Online. When is that going to be? June the 1st and June the 2nd, Saturday and Sunday. June the 1st, doors will open at 6 p.m. and the curtains will roll at 7 p.m. On Sunday, June the 2nd, doors will open at 3 p.m. Curtains will roll at 4 p.m. Where is that going to be? Right here at the Jesus Save Ministry Church with Bishop Lonnie Starks, 509 Evergreen Avenue between 40th Street and Putnam Avenue. Tickets are only $20. You can contact and get your tickets at 1-800-595-4TIX or Evangelist Dominique Duncan, 917-436-5300. Or myself, Apostle Lonnie Starks, 917-885-9514. Or the producer himself, Eric Butler, 301-440-1728. You can also email him at ebutler477@aol.com. We're looking forward to having a wonderful time. Again, that's June the 1st, Saturday, at 6 p.m. The doors will be open. The curtain will roll at 7 p.m. On Sunday, June the 2nd, doors will open at 3 p.m. Curtain will roll at 4 p.m. Where? Right here at the Jesus Saves Ministry Church with your host, Apostle Lonnie Starks, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. We hope to see your face in the place. God got some word that he wants to give you. We'll have that great comedian there featuring Christian comedian E. Boogie. They say he's good, y'all. Come on by and enjoy yourself. Don't Tell Grandma I Met Him Online. God bless you. Everybody put your hands together like this. That's it. We're going to have a good old church. Can I hear a little guitar? A little guitar, please. Come on. A little bass, please. All right, here we go. God is my everything. Well, praise me and God bless you. Apostle Starks here. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Wednesday and Thursday, three nights, I'm going to be right there in Kinston, North Carolina at New Life Deliverance Church, 1767 Highway 258 South. Apostle Henry Rosemary is the pastor. That's three-night revival, May 21st, May 22nd, and May 23rd. Meet me right there in Kinston, North Carolina. We're going to have a grand time in the Lord. I want to see your face in the place. You hear me? I want to see your face in the place. I know God is good. And God can do anything but fail. Meet me there. That's New Life Deliverance Church, Highway 1767, 258 South. That's 1767, Highway 258 South, right there in Kinston, North Carolina. Name of the church is New Life Deliverance Church. Doors open at 7:30. Service begins at 7:30. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to be there to lift up the name of Jesus. So meet me there. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's May the 21st, May 22nd, May 23rd. Meet me at New Life Deliverance Church, 1767 Highway 258 South in Kinston, North Carolina. I'm looking to see your face in the place. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starks. I love you the most. I want you to know that you are more than a conqueror. And you can do abundantly above all that you God can do for you, abundantly above all that you could ask or think. Please don't forget to meet me there, and we're going to have a grand time in the Lord. I'm planning on doing my broadcast there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from right in the hotel room. I think I got all the equipment to do it. We'll see, but we're going to try to do it from there. So we'll still be on the air Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Tomorrow I'm planning on doing it here in the studio, but on Wednesday I'm probably going to have my portable studio in North Carolina with me, but I should be back on the air in New York no later than Friday. We're going to try to be back. Maybe Saturday morning, I don't know. But anyway, I want you to stay tuned to the broadcast, and we hope you get some good news and good reports from the revival in North Carolina. And if you're anywhere close by, I want you to meet me there. If you're anywhere close by, I want you to meet me there. Meet me right there at 17. What's the address again? Let's put it back on the screen. The address is 1767 Highway 258 South. So meet me there, all right? Let's have a good time in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me see. I got a song I want to play for you this morning. And I believe that, you know, I want to motivate you and inspire you, because we all need that, don't we? I know I do. I need motivating. I need to be inspired. I need somebody to tell me that I can make it. I do. Let's listen. I love it. I don't want to play that, do I? No, that's just, let me just go back here. This thing want me to play something I don't want to play. I'm the one driving. They can't tell me what to play. Let's live it on top. That's my song.
The Bible declares that he has raised us up together and has made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Say, oh! Living the best life, and I'm living a blessed life. I am blessed
in the heavenly with him.
And not only that, y'all, but I'm telling you that I'm walking.
Walking.
I'm walking in the realm
walking
of faith.
In the realm of faith.
And I'm a living miracle.
A miracle.
And I'm receiving the abundance.
Walking.
He is. He's above everything. We're living on top. We're not going to be losers because we're winners. Christ made us winners, and we're going to live on top with Jesus. Am I right about it? We're going to live on top with Jesus. We're not going to live beneath. We're going to live on top where we can give God praise and glory and honor. We're going to live a good life. We're going to cut out all that starchy food and all that white potatoes. We're going to let go of that white bread. We're going to live a good life. We don't want no appetites. We don't want no obesity. So we're going to live according to what God says. We're victorious. We're winners. We're not losers. We're overcomers. We're not people that have been overcome, but we overcomers. Take control of your life right now. Don't wait until it's too late. Ask God now to strengthen you. Ask him to give you power. Say, God, help me turn down this thing. Don't let my appetite destroy me. Don't allow my appetite to destroy me, Father. That's what you got to do, my friend. Don't allow your appetite to destroy you. Cut out that food. Let go, let go, let go. Just because you're a preacher, it doesn't mean that you can't be obese. It doesn't mean that you can't have sugar. But you know what? You got to put control it yourself. Now I got to go to Clark on Waters, get ready to tell me I got to get out of here. But don't forget I'm going to be in North Carolina Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Right there in, what is it, Highway 258? 1767 Highway 258 South in Kinston, North Carolina at New Life Deliverance Church. All of you guys in the North Carolina area, meet me there. All right, good morning to you. I love you. I want to say good morning to all my friends on Radio Land. And I love all of you. Thank God for your support. Thank God for you coming out on my birthday and making me feel real good. All right, so you take care. I'm going to get out of here. All right. He brought me a long ways. Count your blessings then.
Oh my, you know,
count his victory.
I've seen too many victories to let defeat have the last word. Yeah, I've seen too many victories to let defeat have the last word. I tell you that I've seen too many victories to let defeat have the last word. I tell you that I've seen too many victories to let defeat have the last word. Hear this, when I wake up in the morning and I realize that I'm still here, that lets me know that God gave me favor, no matter what circumstances reveal. He brought me through my pain and sorrow, reassured me I got hope for tomorrow. If he can't compete with mercy and grace, oh no, if I just keep faith, I can win this race.
I'm singing over to let defeat have the last word.
I've seen too many,
yes, I have
to read.
Just can't let defeat have the last word. When I think of his goodness and all he's done for me, dare not complain. He brought me over the rugged hill, and all of my heartaches and pains.
Well, I understand trials come to make me strong. Gotta stay in the race, y'all. I gotta keep pressing on.
This is my testimony to you. I got victory, even though I don't look like what I've been through.
Ooh.
I've seen too
many victories.
I just can't let it be.
Wake up in the morning,
I count it victory.
I get out of my bed, y'all.
I count it victory.
I put one thing